Before I get into the fabric of this episode, I really just want to take the time to say thank you so much to everyone that takes the time out of their day, out of their week, whenever it is, to listen to my episodes. I've been doing podcasting for quite a while now. I seriously started back in like 2018. Before that, back in like 2011 or 2012, I kind of started to get into it, but I didn't publish anything. I enjoy doing this. It's fun for me to explore my life, to explore my experiences, to just like reflect and everything. This is kind of like a library for me, as are my YouTube videos. That's really what this is. Sometimes I do this as a means to an end, meaning I do this to get something. But I also do it as an end in itself because I enjoy it. I do have an intention of building here, you know, building a platform, building a community, having people that listen to my episodes and all that stuff that's important for me. But yeah, I just wanted to take the time to say thank you. Thank you so much for being here, listening. I hope I add value to your life through my experiences and everything. That's super important to me. This episode is going to be on the subject of relationships that are fast and intense, and that start fast and end just as fast. This is something that I've learned recently about relationships that are like that, and they tend to be, you know, immature, right? They kind of have this all or nothing way of going about things, right? Like, you meet somebody and within 5 to 10 minutes you tell them absolutely everything about your life, right? It's that all or nothing, go big or go home, you know? And it's just fascinating because I'm learning that that's actually not only an unhealthy way to approach relationships, but if you approach relationships from that standpoint, there's a good chance that it's going to burn out just as fast as it started. And it's challenging because for me, throughout my entire life, my relationships have been that way. But I've learned to have an appetite for intensity in relationships. And it's kind of hard to see relationships any other way, but I'm learning to see them that way now. But I want to really explore this speed and intensity in relationships because it's really a hallmark of black or white thinking, right? All or nothing. You got to give all of your chips, you know, you got to put them all out on the table and everything, or nothing, right? And it's fascinating because when you look at this all or nothing dichotomy, right? Say, for instance, you put everything out, right? And somebody who is emotionally immature, somebody who sees people in a black or white way as either good or bad, they tend to see people in a way that's actually distorted. And with that, they might see somebody as either perfect or not perfect. If they're perfect, they'll tend to want to have a lot to do with them. And then if they find out something about that person that they don't like, maybe say, for instance, that they find out that that person snores, right? I mean, you could put in earplugs or you could go sleep somewhere else. But because they look at things as you're either this or you're that, you're either perfect or you're not perfect, and there's no in between. And if you're not perfect, then I don't want to have anything to do with you. You know, they won't compromise. People that are emotionally immature, people that see things in an all or nothing way, in a black or white way, they have a tendency to not compromise. Compromising is a natural thing that happens in healthy relationships. The likelihood that you're going to find somebody that has everything that you want or need, it just doesn't really make sense, you know? And also, like, I wouldn't want to find somebody that would take on everything that I need in a person, because then it's like that person becomes isolated to just one person, and then there are so many demands for that person, and then they probably start to feel suffocated and overwhelmed, and then they probably would want, you know, distance. They probably want space and time by themselves alone. Yeah, all or nothing thinking in relationships is just not healthy. It's important to be able to have boundaries and space and time to yourself. And not only that, but like, I've actually been in at least one relationship where, like, in the very beginning, things went so fast, right? Feelings were strong and everything, and I didn't have healthy boundaries. I gave things that were, you know, were not healthy to give, like money, for instance. And I'm learning from that now. You know, I really had to be burned to learn about the dynamic and understand how unhealthy that actually is. So that's something that I've really been learning and something that I've been trying to, like, you know, like, so I want to make this very clear, because I have said this and I've heard other people, I've seen other people say this before, right? It's like, you say, you think, because of the way that you approach relationships is from a place of emotional immaturity, you think that you're supposed to give everything, right? And I'm not here to say what you're supposed to or what you're not supposed to do. You can do whatever you want, right? But, like, when you say, you know, like, I gave everything, I don't understand why this relationship didn't work. Well, that's probably exactly why it didn't work. Because you gave everything. You didn't have boundaries. And it's like, well, but if I didn't give everything, then it wouldn't have worked. Well, if you didn't give everything, the person probably would have walked away because they didn't sense the same level of intensity that they've felt in other relationships prior to you. So it wouldn't have worked regardless. So you got what you got because you repeated the same pattern of intensity in the relationship. So yeah, like when you have the idea, like, I don't understand why my relationship didn't work. I gave everything. Well, yeah, again, all or nothing, right? And so it's probably also like you gave everything and they sensed that. I mean, not just sensed it, they experienced that. And maybe even like they were like, oh, this person will give me absolutely anything. I can take advantage of them, right? And that's just, that's not attractive, obviously, right? So it's really important to be aware of that dynamic and understand what that means and how that affects everything. I have, not literally, but humorously, of course, I have multiple PhDs in all or nothing relationships. I do. I've had many years of experience with all of this stuff. I've held on to relationships for longer than I should have. I've gotten burned like fucking crazy with all of these experiences. And I've just learned that it's important to take your time in relationships. It really is. If you find yourself in a relationship with somebody, it's the very beginning of it and everything, and there is an all or nothing vibe, right? Like you're giving so much. Yeah, take a step back. And in fact, if you want to test your relationship, stop giving everything. Stop giving so much, you know? I mean, I wouldn't say that, but I would say, have boundaries, have healthy boundaries. If you give everything in a relationship, I would really start to look at the way that you see yourself as a person and how you see yourself, how you feel like you're supposed to be with other people. If you give absolutely everything, you know, maybe there's a chance that you learned a sense of over-responsibility for other people. You're not so responsible for other people. I mean, you're hardly responsible for other people. You're responsible for how you treat people. Be kind to people, of course. But you don't have to give so much. You don't. And if you're used to that as a dynamic in relationships, which, you know, I've been there. I understand how it's like. Maybe it's unknown or uncomfortable or unfamiliar to, like, take a step back and be like, yeah, you know, this is a lot. This is a lot that I'm giving. And, oh, and by the way, like, if you're giving a lot, and like a lot, and you notice that the other person is not appreciative of it, oh my God, put the fucking brakes on. And if you give a lot and the other person expects more, shit, withdraw. With fucking draw. It's really important to have healthy boundaries in relationships, because if you don't, it's likely that you're dealing with a person that doesn't have a concept of enough or sufficiency, or maybe they rely too much on other people to do things for them, and that's another red flag. If you're giving a lot and you're getting, like, pretty much nothing in return, another red flag. Let me make this very clear. Speed and intensity in relationships are a red flag. Relationships that start fast are very likely to end fast, and they will burn to the ground. It will, you know, end just as fast as it started, and that's just the way that it is. I'm going to close off this episode talking about something that's really important, something that I've learned over the course of about 6 months to a year now. Maybe it's been a bit longer, but I've really resonated with it for about 6 months to a year now. People and relationships are not to be chased. If somebody comes into your life, cool. If somebody leaves your life, cool. What are you to do about it? Well, I mean, you can communicate what they mean to you to them. Other than that, let people be how they wish to in terms of their presence in your life. Relationships and people are not worth chasing. If somebody communicates to you that they want to be chased, they are a waste of your fucking time, and you should run in the opposite direction as fucking fast as you can. The most important thing that you can do for yourself, I would argue, is focus on yourself, focus on building what you actually want to create for yourself. Actually, if you want to attract somebody, don't focus on anything other than yourself. Just that's kind of like black or white thinking. That's like all or nothing thinking. But it's really important to look at yourself and to remain focused on yourself and just create what it is that you actually want to. That you're actually in control of, right? Building a life for yourself. The right person will show up, right? The person who's a goodness of fit will show up. And they'll want to support you. They'll want to, they won't play games with you that will make you distracted from your life, right? Like, for instance, if you meet somebody and they want you to chase them, that's a distraction from your life. That's also an immature, childish game, right? Relationships are really not about, I mean, from what I've learned, they're really not about games. If somebody's playing hard to get, let them fucking go, because that's just going to be a distraction. And you don't need that. Nobody needs that. So really what I've learned is to not chase people and not chase relationships. One, because it will probably take you away from your own authenticity. There have been times where in at least one relationship, I have found myself getting distracted because somebody was playing games, right? And I actually became somebody that I didn't recognize, and that was very painful for me. So really just like focusing on yourself and focusing on what it is that you actually want to build and not giving a fuck about, you know, other people's presence. And like, if they want to be there, they will make it known to you and they will do things to show you that they want to. If they want to play games with you and distract you from your life, they will also do things to show that. Right? And those people are emotionally immature. They don't know what they actually want. They probably want unhealthy attention because they didn't get what they needed earlier on in life. And they will probably influence you to do things that are not authentic to you, probably because of your own shit, your own trauma and everything. Run as fast as you fucking can in the opposite direction. These people are not worth pursuing any sort of relationship with. They will waste your time and you will regret it. And if you do anything that is outside of your comfort zone and leads you to feel like you are unrecognizable to yourself, yeah, there will be regret there and everything. Focus on yourself, create what you want, build yourself, build your stuff. And by the way, let me just make this very clear. In terms of attractiveness, that's the, like, don't try to be attractive, because that's also inauthentic. Do what it is that you enjoy doing. Create what it is that you want to create. And the right person will come. Don't try to chase people. Don't try to chase relationships. Don't try to put a fuck ton of energy and effort into relationships. You don't have to. You really don't. If somebody likes you and they want to be with you, awesome. If they try to play games with you and get you to chase them, let them go. It's that simple. Hope everyone enjoyed this episode. Thanks so much for stopping in. Take care. Happy Sunday.